Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this Easter weekend. Hope you had a great Good Friday as we celebrate this most hollow of holidays, and that is the Easter weekend. And we hope you're enjoying it as we prepare for the Golden Easter Egg Hunt on the Albia Square. That's right, 10 o'clock. Rain or shine, we're going to get this Easter egg under hunt underway, 10 o'clock on the Albia Square. Bring the kiddies up. The square is divided into four different sections by the age group, so you don't have kindergartners tripping over seniors in high school. So it's broken out so that everybody has an opportunity to have a chance to get one of those golden eggs, and also all kinds of candy and other goodies and prizes out there as well. So bring the kiddies up and have some fun up here on the Albia Square. Having fun, it's what the name of the game is in Stump the Chumps, and we're down to eight. That's right. Then there were eight, the Elite Eight, and we're looking for a Final Four. How's your bracket look? Imagine some of you, just like me, that bracket's starting to look a little fuzzy as some of our teams get knocked out. But we're down to eight teams vying for that national championship. And when we turn the page and go from the NCAA to the NIT, how about that, Hawk fans? Tom Caker's going to join us at the bottom half of the hour. We're going to talk about the Hawks and their NIT run. They've made it to the Final Four, and they're on their way out to New York City to play in Madison Square Gardens. And the Hawks are looking really, really good. And, of course, no one would want to trade places with NIT over the NCAA. But if you're going to miss out on the big dance, getting all the way to the Final Four in the NIT is a great stepping stone for next season. And we'll talk with Tom about that. Also, spring football is in the air, and the Hawks and the Cyclones getting through their spring workouts. They get 15 apiece, and then they'll culminate that into a spring scrimmage. Iowa State will have it on the same day that Iowa will go to West Des Moines and have their open practice in front of Hawk fans in Central Iowa, and their little reach out, maybe a little jab at Cyclone Nation there by the Hawks. But lots going on in the sports world. We'll get you updated with Radio Isle. We're going to talk with Coach Peary as we break down these brackets. Phil Van Mersbergen, what a job he's doing with C-First. He was in the lead, and, of course, we'll take a look at the brackets for the Stump the Chumps contest as we get into the final week of Stump the Chumps. We're going to come right back here to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere. We're live from the Albia Square. The Easter egg hunt underway at 10 o'clock. Get those kitties out. Let's get up here and find that golden egg.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
No one wants to wait 5 to 10 business days for a debit card to arrive in the mail. You want it now. And at Community First Credit Union, that's what you get. Lose your debit card? No problem. At C-First, you can replace a lost card or open an account and receive your activated Visa debit card immediately. No more waiting. Introducing instant issue Visa debit cards at Community First Credit Union. It's the power of Visa. Now. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
The highly trained tax professionals at H&R Block are here when you need them. They have the most up-to-date tax knowledge and will work closely with you to review any changes to your life, changes in the tax code, or changes in the health care reform that could impact your taxes.
Rest assured that your tax professional will leave no stone unturned to make sure that you get all the credits and deductions you deserve.
Not only will we prepare the return, we'll give you the H&R Block maximum refund guarantee. That means you'll get the largest refund you're entitled to, or your tax preparation is free.
Also included with your tax return, H&R Block will provide a free tax and health care review, a written analysis that shows whether you appear eligible for a health insurance subsidy, and your estimated cost for coverage and tax impact if you don't have coverage.
So stop in or schedule an appointment today. At H&R Block, we live and breathe taxes, so you get every dime you're due.
It's time for another weekend special from Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa. This weekend, order any pizza and get free breadsticks. Plus, Anderson's Country Store now delivers from 5 to 8 p.m. in the evening. Minimum order $10 plus a $2 delivery charge in a 5-mile radius. You get more than a convenience store. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Good pizza, sandwiches, pop, and beer. Even a drive-up window. This weekend, order any pizza and get free breadsticks. Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa.
It's the annual Boats Home Furnishings Warehouse Sale in Pella, Tuesday, April 2nd. That's right, this is no April Fool's joke. The annual sale is on Tuesday evening, beginning at 5:17 p.m. An odd night at an odd time with an odd couple of guys helping you out. Famous brand furniture at unbelievable prices. Sofas, chairs, recliners, bedroom furniture, and accessories. Restonic mattresses will also be 50% off. You've heard your friends talk about it. Now go with them to Pella. Boats Home Furnishings Warehouse Sale. One night only, April 2nd at 5:17 p.m.
Hello, Lonnie Stripe here for Humiston Livestock Auction, inviting you to a special grass and feeder cattle auction this Tuesday, April 2nd, starting at 12 o'clock noon, expecting 1,000 head or more of fancy calves and feeders weighing from 300 to 900 pounds. A few listings include, here in the feeders, here we have Wells and Wells with 85 black steer and heifers, Amaker 70 Charlotte Angus Cross heifers with a few steers, Schutzman 70 crossbred steers, Decatur County 25 Angus Cross steer and heifers, Stripe Farms with 40 black steer and heifers, Cook with 30 mostly black steer and heifers, Luce with 20 black Simmental Cross steer and heifers, Garten with 37 Gelby Cross steer and heifers, Luddington 30, Black and Charlotte steers and heifers. Calves include Stripe Farms with 77, Urich with 32, Erickson with 35, Ferris 32, Beach with 30, Boyer with 20, Wallace with 25, Levis with 25, Alley with 30, plus many more cattle pending and in smaller consignment. For more information or to consign your stock, give one of us a call. Myself, Lonnie Stripe at 641-203-1133, Jerry Brunage at 641-344-1898, Craig Murphy at 641-203-2720, or the barn at 641-877-2831. And we hope to see you in Humiston on Tuesday.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. High above the Abbey Square here from the KIC studios, bringing you this Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner special edition of Stump the Chumps. And I'm standing here behind the best producer in the business, Scotty Fry, watching him do his work. It's kind of like going into the cargo and watching them make the sausage back here. Scotty, this you've got a lot of buttons to push. Joe says you push his quite a bit. Well, how's your bracket looking, buddy? You having much luck?
You know, I'm not really a sports guy, Jason, so my bracket is pretty much shot the first round.
Well, you're ahead of Joe Millage, if I'm not mistaken, so that tells you where Joe ranks in the world of sports guys. But Jay Mill is dodging rain right now as we get ready for the golden Easter egg hunt on the Albia Square. Jay Mill, you're down there. I think you were dodging your picks like you are. There was raindrops.
The eggs. The rain is washing the gold off of the eggs, so we're going to have a calamity down here.
Well, it's kind of like your picks, buddy. I have no room to talk, but man, we were dropping.
You know, it's amazing how uninterested you can get in the games after you lose early.
Isn't that happen to you quite often, though, buddy?
Yeah, usually first round.
Welcome to the big show. Phil Van Mersbergen, man, he takes this thing serious. He, if you're the CEO of Community First Credit, you got to have some wits about you. But this guy, he's been a picking machine.
Nah, he's nuts. He's out. He picked Miami. They're gone.
Yeah, but, he up to this point, he's the top chump. I think we're all toast, honestly. I think
the guy who's not even been around to be on any of our shows, Kevin Carl, that's all by design. He's just trying to lay low. Uh-huh. He's trying to lay low and just kind of sneak up from behind.
Well, I think those people who picked Indiana to win, several of them. Right now, I look at Mike McMillan. He's in second place sitting here this morning, and Mike was on a roll, and he's going to start to fall quickly because Indiana is out. But how about Jordan Grant? He's got Louisville in to win it all. And he's
in a good position.
Great. Jennifer Archer. Wow. Now, she's married to a basketball guy. He's married to Coach Archer.
And he probably was the one that filled it out.
I know better.
You know how you get more than one entry into this contest, and that's fill out the one for your wife.
Have a big family.
I'm totally slamming her right now. I don't even know if she cares. But.
She's pretty smart, buddy. She's got it figured out. But Keith Murphy's hanging in there. He's right there with the chumps.
Keith Murphy is in fourth place, and he is about as good as fourth place WOI Channel 5. That's where Keith Murphy belongs.
Well, we're getting ready for the golden Easter egg hunt. It's still going to happen, isn't it?
It is. Now, as we look at rain, we're getting some rain in downtown Albia right now, and we look at radar, and we look like we're going to be through this here pretty quick. So folks need to get out here because we cannot pick up 6,000 items or 7,000 items by ourselves at 10:30. So we're going to need your help. Yeah, we have about 7,000 items or so. We kind of stopped counting at one point there. And over 100 gold-filled eggs that either have cash in them or some sort of monetary prize or a number on them that they can redeem for a gift. So, yeah, I think we're going to be okay, Jace. We're at 10 o'clock this morning, and I know folks were actually already gathering. There's a Free Will pancake breakfast from the 4-H Club going on right across the street. So I think folks are there right now, but it's a great event, especially for folks that have guests in from out of town. You're welcome to bring them up here at 10 o'clock, and we should be underway just shortly after 10.
Well, I got a great view of the square looking down at you getting wet down there, buddy, and taking one for the team. Appreciate that. But every year this thing grows in terms of the number of prizes and giveaways, but the crowds, just unbelievable. Last year we met the same type of fate. Mother Nature didn't look so promising, but it just huge crowds. And I think the way that you guys got it set up, it makes it enjoyable for the kids. A lot of times Easter egg hunts, you got kids going on top of kids that aren't in the same age group. But you've done a great job of breaking that out by each side of the square so everyone gets a fair chance.
Well, that first year that you thought that you could sneak in on the 7- and 8-year-olds and you were knocking girls down, it was like that Costanza show where he was trying to get out during a fire. But listen, once we got all that figured out, the big kids don't trample on the little kids, and it seems to work out. The other thing is we don't just have candy-filled eggs. We've got books that are out. Actually, the books are in Ziploc bags, by the way. But we've got all kinds of gifts. I'm looking at sunglasses. I'm looking at kites and Frisbees and all kinds of great things down here.
Well, Jack and Johnny Flattery's up here, and he's trying
to figure out where he is.
Yeah, he's up here. Johnny, you're supposed to be carrying speakers over to the square, bud. But
right.
No worries. He knows where all the golden Easter eggs are laid out. And so if you...
He didn't want electrocuted, I think, was why he wasn't hooking up the sound system.
Well, he's only done that twice for us where he's electrocuted. He's our test guinea pig. Jack and Johnny Flattery. Hey, we're going to catch up with Coach Peary here in just a second. We're going to talk with him about his picks. And, here you bring this guy in that knows so much about basketball and, kind of intimidating. We got a coach that is actually coached in the dance.
Yeah, but he fell like a rock. However, he picked Florida, and Florida was, by some accounts, one of the more underrated teams in the NCAA contest this year. And so he's still alive, and anybody that's got Louisville is still alive. Of course, we had some good games last night, and I don't know if you've already talked about them, but yeah, Perry could rock it back up as fast as he fell.
Well, and how many people last night were absolutely, even those who picked Florida, were absolutely they were probably happy that Florida won, but they were really rooting for that upset. I mean, Cinderella lost her slippers last night.
That
a 15 seed, they were the best 15 seed that I've ever seen participate in this tournament.
And they were a scrappy bunch. I didn't think Florida just quite knew how to handle them, but it's a good game, at least till the first half.
Now the whole state of Iowa's eyes leave the NCAA tournament, and they're all fixated to New York City, to the NIT. Can you believe how many Iowa State fans now have jumped on the Iowa bandwagon?
You know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Well, it is a little bit interesting because here Iowa was shut out of the NCAA tournament, and now is it that they're in a better position? It seems like Iowa catches some lucky breaks, and here now they're in a better position. Iowa State's out, the men's and women's, and now Iowa is now in the Final Four in New York City.
It's good stuff, and this you can see the Iowa basketball team just really improving, and Coach Fran's got things going the right direction, and the Hawk fans finally believe. And when you have two sellouts in the NIT, that tells you the Hawk Nation is glued in and ready to go. And this is a great stepping stone for next year, no matter what happens in New York City. And to get that win in Virginia on the road, a team that won 19 straight, which included wins over Duke, North Carolina, and I think Kentucky. So when you roll off 19 wins in a row, and Iowa had only won two road games previous to that all season long. And so to get that kind of win, no matter what happens in New York City, the Hawk fans are feeling pretty optimistic about next year.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I knew you wouldn't pay attention.
Hey, I got one more thing before I got to cut you loose here. Bill Weideman down in Centerville wanted us to, he was tired of us promoting the KIIC Great Golden Easter Egg Hunt. They've got one in Centerville. I promised him I'd give a shout out. He was listening last night on our news and didn't like it that we didn't mention his Easter egg hunt down in Centerville. They'll have some sort of maze with fog and black light, and it sounds like a Halloween haunted house / Easter egg gobbler turkey event. I don't know. Anyway, it's at 10 a.m. at Game On in Centerville. So just wanted to give them a shout out. So folks down there, that's going to be a great thing to do here this morning. And one more final thing here, Jason, before I let you go.
I thought this was my show, by the way.
That's all right. If you don't mind me taking one more minute, I appreciate it. Again, for folks just tuning in, we're going to try to get this thing started around 10 o'clock. It is rain or shine. The only thing we won't do is if it's lightning, we'll just let John Flattery out there. But keep tuned in, and we'll be ready to go. It looks like the rain's going to push through here before 10 o'clock.
And what is it, $5 a bribe to John Flattery, and he'll tell you where your golden
Easter
egg is?
John will take your basket for $5, and he'll go pick up five Easter eggs for you.
Hey, great job out there. How about the Optimist Club up here setting this stuff
up,
man? It's
nice
a maze
work
out there. You might get a ticket for littering because, man, that the courtyard is full, folks. I'm looking down at the courtyard. 7,000.
Yeah.
Eggs,
they were here at
prizes.
7 o'clock, too, this morning, and it only took them an hour to get all that stuff out. Coach Gravert was kicking those eggs like a soccer ball out there.
Well, we're going to take a timeout, come back here. We're going to catch up with Radio Iowa, check in.
I'll stay out here in the rain.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You got it covered down there, buddy.
I'll stay here.
Good bird's eye view up here. Take a quick timeout. You're listening to Community First Credit Union's Coaches Corner Special Edition, Stump the Chumps. When we come back, Radio Iowa, Coach Perry's on deck. And how about this, Hawk fans? We're going to talk with Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com. We're going to find out what's going on in Iowa City. They've got something special brewing in the basketball office, and we're going to talk about their trip to NYC when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5 via the Obvious Square. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
No one wants to wait 5 to 10 business days for a debit card to arrive in the mail. You want it now. And at Community First Credit Union, that's what you get. Lose your debit card? No problem. At CFirst, you can replace a lost card or open an account and receive your activated Visa debit card immediately. No more waiting. Introducing instant issue Visa debit cards at Community First Credit Union. It's the power of Visa now. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We're here at Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Coach's Corner, courtesy of Community First Credit Union, high above the Albia Square, as we look down at the golden Easter egg hunt that's going to take place at 10 o'clock and talking about laying the golden Easter egg. Gosh, you know, I got Coach Peary on the line here for the Indian Hills Warriors. And Coach, you know, I was trying to figure out who's laid the golden Easter egg, and I think I found it. But you came into this contest. I'm intimidated because I'm dealing with the guy that not only coaches college basketball, but's coaching the big dance. And, man, you just laid the golden Easter egg, bud.
Where am I at? Am I even ranked anymore? I don't know. I've lost two out of my four teams. I know that.
Well, you're so far down that you're actually looking up at Joe Millage, and that is about as that's below the gutter.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know.
That hurts.
It does
that really
hurt.
That's painful, no doubt about it.
329 is where you're sitting, Coach. But last night, watching Florida win, you got Florida winning the whole thing, so you know you can still take care of the rest of us chumps. There had to be a little bit of a bittersweet feeling last night, knowing that Florida got the win, but Cinderella lost her slippers.
Yeah, you know, it's hard not to pull for those guys, especially in the first half. They came out so strong, and you're thinking, this really might happen again. And, you know, it slipped away from them. But I don't care who you are. It's really hard not to pull for those guys and have it continue to roll for them.
Coach, you know, here you know, if you look at these teams, you see that, okay, now this week, today and tomorrow, teams are punching their ticket to it's like getting the golden ticket. You know, you're sitting there, you're within a breath, a final whistle of being in the Final Four, which is the mecca of college basketball, and you're right there. And as a coach, you know, this has got to be some of the most stressful moments of their lives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got four teams waking up this morning saying, if we can somehow win 40 minutes of basketball, we're going to be in Atlanta at the Final Four, which is something that every coach dreams about, every kid dreams about, you know, today and tomorrow with these four teams each day. And, you know, everybody's hot, everybody's confident, everybody feels like their chance is pretty good. You got great games again today, and great teams. It's unbelievable, great teams.
Well, you had Michigan State, I think, in the finals with Florida. Michigan and Ohio State still in there for the Big Ten. I was a little surprised the way Michigan played last night against, you know, to get that win. That was pretty surprising.
Yeah, you know, it's like the commentator said after the game. You know, they were just getting beat up for 37 straight minutes, and all of a sudden they came alive and found a way to get it to overtime. And there's a reason they say Trey Burke's one of the top players in the country, because that 30-foot shot he hit over a defender was just special. They'll show that week in and week out for a long time, and you know, that's why he's an All-American. You put the ball in a guy like that's hands and see what he can do for you.
You know, you see those kind of shots go down, and you think, man, that's a miracle shot. But, Coach, you know, you coach some of the best athletes in the country. But those are shots these guys routinely make, you know. And I mean, it's not the easy shot. It's not like doing a layup or a, you know, free throw. But these guys, they train themselves to be in those places.
Oh, no doubt. You know, you bring up a great point. These guys talk about how what a miracle shot it is and this and that. And Burke's probably practiced that shot, you know, 100 different days this year, coming down you know, get a high screener roll and then just lift up and shoot it. But boy, it was deep, and it was, you know, over a defender. And in that situation, in that setting, in a dome with 50,000 people sitting there watching, I mean, you can't ask for more. But like I said before, I mean, that's why he's a first-team All-American. That's why he's on TV every weekend.
We're talking with Coach Barrett Peary of the Indian Hills Warriors. Coach, what's the deal with Florida? Why'd you pick Florida? I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the rest of the chumps. Florida's one of, you know, the middle of the pack overall picks in terms of getting to the championship. But why'd you pick Florida?
You know, I started looking at their bracket, but then there was a few different times I saw them play this year where I thought they were really good. And then they do have a lot of senior experience. And I think that's kind of what's going to get somebody over the hump in this deal. I think that's why, you know, Ohio State is still alive. You look at those shots that Kraft hit against Iowa State and then the shot they hit the other night. You got teams with a lot of experience still alive. Florida's one of those teams. Louisville, obviously, is one of those teams with a ton of experience. Duke, obviously, with that senior-laden group with the guys that have just been in the Sweet 16 year in and year out. So you got teams staying alive that have a lot of experience together, and Michigan is another one for sure.
Well, I want to turn it over to the NIT real quick, Coach, because I want to get your perspective. You have a team like Iowa who just missed the dance, you know, and for most that'll be a big disappointment. But this Hawk team's playing some really good basketball, and Coach Fran really seems to have the program go in the right direction. Have you been around Coach Fran? Have you been around his program and maybe talk a little bit
sure.
about that?
Yeah, no, I know those guys real well, and I think they've done a tremendous job. And I think, like a lot of people think here in the state, that they're right on the cusp of getting over the top and being one of those top five teams next year and the year after in this group with Michigan and Ohio State and teams like that. They're just a hair young, and that last game in the Big Ten tournament was a great example of that. Their youth kind of showed just a little bit, and they couldn't quite finish off Michigan State. So they end up in the NIT. Now, I will tell you this. You really have to do a great job coaching your team when you're so disappointed not to go into the NCAA tournament and you end up in the NIT. So Fran and his guys obviously have done a great job of finding new motivation for their guys, telling them that it's a new season for us, it's a new opportunity for us to play more basketball together. And I'm sure they spent a ton of time talking after each one of these games or before each one of these games, hey, let's get to New York, let's go have a special experience and get more games under our belt together. And, you know, they're right on the hump of getting over the top and being one of those teams, I think. But he's done a great job, and I like that Fran is willing to play a faster style of basketball in a league that has played, you know, historically a little slower, a little bit more power type basketball, and he's not afraid to push the envelope that way and do some different things.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you coming on and visiting with us again this morning. 3:29, I guess everything's up for here. But I guess I got to ask you, Coach. You know, I'm sure you've been in some fiery moments inside the halftime locker room. And have you ever found yourself in a game down so far? And what would you tell your team right now if you were able to talk to yourself in one of those motivational speeches?
If I was what, down so far? I was in one of those the last game I coached here at Southeastern when we were down 23 at halftime. You know, I think it's just more of your character of your team than anything when you get in those situations, whether guys are going to, you know, quit or they're going to fight some more and find a way to you know, bridge the gap and get themselves back in the game. And, you know, these teams tonight will have those situations again. So, by the way, next week when you call me, I'll be in Atlanta, and we'll be getting ready for both my teams that are still alive, Florida and Ohio State, to play that night. So we'll be ready to go, and I'll still be alive in this thing.
Look forward to it, Coach. Have a great time. We'll see you next week. We'll be dialing in. Catch you in Atlanta. Take care, my friend.
Sounds good.
Outstanding head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors, Coach Barrett Peary. And, man, he's a great guy. How often do you get a chance to gleam some of the experience that a guy's had being involved in the big dance like he's been in the past? And I'll tell you what, Warrior fans, you got a lot to look forward to with that coach. So we're going to come back here. We're going to talk with Tom Cakert. Hawk fans, you're on your way to the Final Four of the NIT, and we're going to talk with Tom Cakert of Hawkeye Report when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking about anything but what you're aiming at.
At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of March, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license.
Wander's Automotive and Machine has moved to 1812 17th Avenue East in Oskaloosa to better serve all your automotive needs. Wander's Automotive and Machine is a complete automotive repair shop with the latest diagnostic equipment to locate that hard-to-find mechanical problem and specializing in transmission and driveline repair. Wander's Automotive and Machine, now at 1812 17th Avenue East in Oskaloosa, or call 673-9677.
So you found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, and we've got Dr. Philgood himself, Hawkeye Report's very own Tom Kakert. Tom, the message boards have been lit up with optimism about this Iowa Hawkeye basketball team, and this is the first time in school history Iowa's going to be playing in April.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and it's kept some of the angst and frustration and anger of the football season off the radar a little bit here in the spring, at least.
Well, you're around the program, and the team really seems to be really fixed in and playing its best basketball. I know there was disappointment, of course, always there is when you believe you should be in the big dance and you get left out. But this team really didn't take on that persona. They really, I think they wanted to prove to the world that they belonged in the dance, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I was, I'll admit I was a little concerned coming into the NIT about how excited or anxious or interested they would be in it, just because I think they were pretty disappointed when they lost to Michigan State and kind of knew they were not going to get in to the big dance. I think all of them kind of realized that at that point in time. But, they've embraced it, and they're honestly playing their best basketball of the year right now in the NIT, and that's a real positive for the program.
And they're doing that without, really substantial minutes from a guy who I think is a really big part of this basketball team, particularly going forward, is Gessel. Any word on his foot? He looked like he tweaked that in the second half, missed most of the second half in Virginia.
Yeah, Mike's foot is still going to be a problem. I mean, it's just that's the way it's going to be, but he's a super tough kid, and he's going to just keep playing through all this. And, it's interesting to watch him because against Indiana State, he did not look like he was 100% at all. Couldn't get by people that he normally would get by. Was just really, I thought, struggling quite a bit. And then against Stony Brook, I thought he looked like he was himself again. And I thought, well, okay, maybe he's gotten past it a little bit and things are going to turn the corner here. And then first half against Virginia, he looked pretty good, too, until he tweaked it. He said he tweaked it coming off a cut and in the offense, and then he just was never – he wasn't the same, and they went in at halftime, and doctors asked him for an honest assessment, and he said, look, it's hurting, and they just decided to shut him down at that point. So he's going to play Tuesday. I mean, there's just no keeping him off the floor, and we'll see what we can get out of him. I mean, it's probably, 18 to 20 minutes is what Fran has kind of talked about getting them out there doing. So I think that's going to continue to be the plan.
Yeah, with Marble at the point guard position, I thought last year at the end of the season in the NIT he was really shining right there. I think that's is that a place you think Fran's going to maybe move him more towards next year?
I think that's probably the hottest topic of the off season, and Franz kind of hinted at it, you know, because he said, you know, we tried to made him a two, and he was okay, and he was doing well there, and but you know, I think they just look at the at who he is, you know, at the size and his abilities, and think, hey, you know, let's just you know a two, and we can put Mike at the one, and I think that's his thinking. But then, as you just watch him, I mean, he's just so much better with the ball in his hands, and the team's so much better with him and with the ball in his hands, and I think they've got to just keep him there and let him play there and just let it continue to ride, because it's the proof's in the pudding, and they're playing their best basketball right now, and he's really playing his best basketball right now too.
So Maryland, talk about Maryland. Have you had a chance to do any scouting or find out what you know what we might expect out of Maryland?
Yeah, I actually have watched him a couple times this year. Playing ACC ball, and they're good. They've got a lot of talent. You know, they're not as deep as Iowa, but they've got athletes. They've got a 7-foot kid, Alex Lynn, who is a legitimate lottery pick maybe this year, and he's really skilled. Had 15 and 13, I think, against Alabama in their last game. So he's a talent, and Woodbury's going to have his hands full, and Gabe, along with Woodbury, both going to have a real challenge. And then they've got Des Wells, who they picked up kind of lucky because he got booted out of Xavier during the summer and lands at Maryland and is eligible immediately. So he's really good, kind of a power-slash-wing forward. He scored 30 against Duke in the ACC tournament, so he's a kid who can really put up some points, and he's going to be a tough guard. And then they've got you know, Pishon Howard, who plays basically their point guard, who's was a really highly recruited kid, along with Nick Faust. Jake Lehman is a kind of a Zach McCabe-ish kind of forward who plays really hard. He's a true freshman. Fran had offered him. And they've got a big forward that comes off the bench, Charles Mitchell, who Fran also recruited. He's a big, powerful kid. Their big weakness, though, is they turn the ball over. I think they turned it over 18 times against Alabama and still won. There's a game where they played Duke in College Park where they beat them and beat Duke, but they turned the ball over 26 times. And it's just amazing how they won that game. So they're susceptible to turnovers and mistakes, and that's something Iowa's been able to do. I just think Iowa's going to be able to defend them pretty well. It's just a matter of what it'll come down to is that Iowa keeps shooting well. If they do, I think they're going to win.
Well, regardless of the outcome of the Final Four in New York City, this basketball team, looking into to next year, man, I tell you what, Hawk fans have lots of reason for optimism, not just in what they return, but the guys that are going to be joining in the program. And, you know, you've got Jock coming in, but you got two guys on the bench right now that, if they had uniforms on, I think would really contribute to the scheme, and Myers and Utah.
Yeah, you know, they'll lose Eric May, and that's a big loss. Everybody's going to, I think, is figuring out just how good Eric May is and what a value he is to this team in the last couple months. So they've done really well with Eric, but, you know, you're going to add a top 150 kid in Jarrett Utoff, who's a really athletic wing player. You get Kyle Meyer, a 6'10 kid who can pick and pop and knock down jumpers. And then you're getting Peter Jock, who's, you know, maybe a climb back into a top 100 on some lists as a 6'6" kid who can just stick threes like crazy. So they're going to be adding a good amount of talent. It's going to be interesting to see. Fran had trouble balancing playing time this year. Wait till next year when he's got even more tools in his shed to play with.
You know, it's come a long way since six scholarship players, and he wondered if those scholarships didn't belong at Division II. But, Tom, hey, I know you got a lot going on. I hear the kids in the background. Have a great Easter, my friend, and we'll be talking football here in a few weeks.
Yes, we'll have spring football back on the docket here soon. So they're already practicing. They got another their third practice here today, and we'll see where it goes. But we'll turn our attention there fully probably next week. Hopefully not until after next Thursday night.
Real quick, you still got your 7-day trial, free trial pass to Hawkeye Report?
Absolutely. Seven days. Get in and get on and start enjoying all the content. I'll be in New York City reporting all starting Monday. So you can catch up on what the Hawks are doing in New York City.
All right. We'll keep it real and take care up there in NYC. See if we can bring back an NIT championship. Tom Cakert. Dr. Feelgood of Hawkeye Nation, HawkeyeReport.com. You a Hawk fan? Are you looking for a special gift to give? I'll tell you, Father's Day is going to be coming up. That is a unique gift that you can get all that Hawkeye insider information, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom Cakert, the man. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back here. The Golden Easter Egg Hunt, I can see the kiddies lining up right now. Just about 20 minutes away from the opening of the Golden Easter Egg Hunt on the Albia Square. Bring the kiddies up. We've got the courthouse split in four different sections, so it's all the different age groups split apart. Find those Golden Easter Eggs. 7,000 eggs, prizes spread along the Albia Square. When we come back here, you're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack prize stars in your eyes, ask Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
This year, the Affordable Care Act will affect millions of people. The tax return you filed this year helps establish your eligibility for assistance in paying for health insurance. File your return with professionals like the ones at H&R Block who understand the new rules. With your return, we will provide you with a free tax and health care review. That's a written analysis that explains your options with your estimated cost for coverage and the tax impact if you don't have coverage. Stop by at H&R Block. You can find us at 12 South Main in Albion.
Springtime is coming and spring break is coming. Honey Creek Resort will help you celebrate with your family March 1st through April 30th. With a two-night family spring adventure package for $199 plus tax, or a three-night family spring break adventure package for $249 plus tax. For reservations, call 1-877-677-3344. That's Honey Creek Resort, 1-877-677-3344.
If you didn't finance your auto loan at Community First Credit Union, now is your chance. Bring us your auto loan and we'll pay you up to $100 cash. Plus, we'll give you 1.5% APR off your current auto loan rate. Hurry! Stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com to refinance today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner special edition of Stump the Chumps. And don't forget, you can go to KIICradio.com after you made that those selections earlier. You can go back and click and find out where you're sitting, standing. If you go to the list and you click the Control and F key at the same time, it'll pick up a little box. You can type in a name, your last name, and it'll pull up. It'll show you where you're at. You can go right to it, or you can check for other contestants as well. The Easter egg hunt, the golden Easter egg hunt, it is still underway, folks, and you can see the kids starting to line up right now. Large crowd of people joining us on the Albia Square at Mother Nature's. Not necessarily so kind, but it will go quick. Those 7,000 eggs and prizes that were put out along the all over the Albia Square will disappear in quick fashion as we get underway here. And Jack and Johnny Flatter, I'm seeing carrying the speaker stands over there. He's getting things set up for the golden Easter egg hunt, and what a great time it is. A large crowd once again showing up in spite of Mother Nature. Lots going on in the sports world. Of course, you've you know, the NCAA tournament and the Hawks and the NIT, but that and so much more as we turn the page over on the calendar into April. That means baseball is in the air, and you'll see your Babe Ruth is playing today, maybe, if this rain holds off. And, of course, soccer, tennis, golf, all that going on, and we'll get to some of our spring sports next week as we start to talk about track and also into tennis and into golf. Lots going on. Let's get you updated with Radio Iowa. I'm going to go down to the Albia Square, and we're going to get the Golden Easter Egg Hunt underway here in just about 10 minutes. Here is Radio Iowa.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The battle is underway in Iowa, where three quarterbacks are vying to become the new starter. Jake Rudock, Cody Sokol, and C.J. Beathard all hope to replace James Vandenberg under center. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says they'll name a new starter this spring if a clear number one emerges.
It's not often where this happens, but we're going in really with a truly open mind. It's not like there's an incumbent there, certainly, and there's not like there's a – I don't think anybody has a clear advantage or edge. Jake's got the most repetition. Being the number two guy last year, he took the most reps in the offense. So that's an advantage for him. But we're really, you know, he'll start out because that's how we finished up. But we're probably going to alternate every couple plays with all three guys. So they'll all work with the ones, twos, or threes and have an equal opportunity. And, you know, whenever the picture becomes clear, that's when we'll move on it.
Iowa closes out spring practice with a scrimmage April 27th. UNI football coach Mark Farley has announced the hiring of D.J. Horde as the new football director of operations. Horde spent last season as a graduate assistant on the Panther staff, working primarily with the wideouts and return specialists. College basketball is next on Radio Iowa Sports.
You're listening to Agronomy Across Iowa. It's a new day at Farmers Cooperative Company as we welcome Todd Clausen to the FC Agronomy team. Todd, discuss going into the 2013 planting season.
Going into 2013, we are deficit of moisture. My first recommendation is to assume some normalcy. It'll rain. It always will. So as we approach, you know, actually running planters through the field, the things on the top of my list to be cognizant of are, one, conditions, but make sure that your planter, number two, is ready to roll. FC offers tremendous cachet of implement and precision opportunities for your planter that surround components for your planter to provide the very best in spacing, correct depth, and correct placement, and then also firmness of that seed into the soil.
Farmers Cooperative Company, agronomy strong and more committed than ever to intentional, consistent solutions to maximize your farming operation. See your local FC agronomist and visit fccoop.com for videos from the field and up-to-the-minute agronomic information. Together, we can.
The UNI Panthers are at home tonight to take on Weber State in the semifinals of the CollegeInsider.com tournament. The Panthers enter with a mark of 21-14 overall. Meanwhile, UNI coach Ben Jacobson has signed a new 10-year contract extension with the school. Jacobson's been the coach since 2006 and led the Panthers to a pair of Missouri Valley Conference championships. New Drake coach Ray Giacoletti says he'll begin immediately to try to promote the program. The 50-year-old Giacoletti was named on Thursday as the Bulldogs' new coach. He spent the last 6 years as an assistant at Gonzaga.
We need to be able to go out and get people excited again about Drake basketball and tell the story. You know, the university's made an unbelievable commitment with the practice facility and the plans and what the next step in helping the program, I think, solve some practice issues. But, you know, that we there's other pieces of that that we need to get people excited. Get people excited in Des Moines, get people excited at the university, create a home court atmosphere and environment. And those things all fall on the head coach.
The Bulldogs were 15-17 this past season, the final season under former coach Mark Phelps. The Iowa Hawkeyes are preparing for a trip to New York City in next Tuesday night's matchup against Maryland in the semifinal round of the NIT.
It's a tremendous experience in so many ways. Obviously, purely from a basketball standpoint, to be able to go to that venue and continue to practice and play for a championship, it's wonderful. You'll have an opportunity to do some things in New York as a team. It's a great way for a guy like Eric May to finish his career. There'll be a lot of families there. They'll enjoy that type of experience. We'll have alumni there who haven't maybe had an opportunity to see us. I mean, there are so many positives.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Dreaming up your ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2012 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of your retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Edward Jones local financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome to the Albia Square. The Golden Easter Egg, I'm about ready to get excited, ready to go.
Yeah.
I got Taryn Brown and Kenny Summers. Miss, you know you're beating your mom, your daddy. Chumps tournament.
Oh, I hope.
Well, right now, folks, Mother Nature not so kind, but we are still going to have the Golden Easter Egg Hunt, and 7,000 eggs and prizes is scattered all over the Albia Square, and the Optimist Club been out here all morning putting these prizes out, and the rain is coming, but so are all the kiddies, and the umbrellas are out, but these kids are ready to go, and these have got to be picked up because there's no way that we're going to be picking these up ourselves, so these kids are going to make sure all this lawn is spotless and clean. But 7,000 prizes and goodies waiting for everybody here on the Albia Square. Get up to the Albia Square real quick. We're about minutes away from getting things going. What a great great turnout here for Mother Nature. It's been a little bit for a second straight year. But the crowd is coming in. Scarlett, did you know that our daughter is beating us?
No, I didn't know that till just a moment ago. How am I doing?
Well, I think maybe you might be done adding points.
I don't even remember who won in my bracket. That's how much I'm following it.
I think you had, like a lot of people had, Kansas, but Michigan took care of that. Kenny, what do you have to say?
I hope.
That wasn't appropriate for a radio. All right, hey, another great Coach's Corner in the book. Get up to Albia Square, getting ready for the Golden Easter Egg Hunt. Thanks to Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business. Thanks to Tom Kaker, Coach Peary, for stopping by. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.